You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia tau te rangi marie, o rangi nui e tui honei, o papu tuanuku e takatonei, o te tai au e awhinei I a tātou, tihei Māori ora.
This is the Green Desk on 95BFM.
So, some of you will be aware that it is Fashion Week this week, and so my producer Jack Marshall decided to take for the Green Desk this week a story about fast fashion. He speaks to Courtney Sanders about her crusade to save us from one of the world's biggest polluters.
Now, we all know that fast food is causing problems for us around the world. Have you ever thought about the ills of fast fashion? Well, according to Forbes magazine, second to oil, the clothing and textile industry is the largest polluter in the world. Now get this, more than 150 billion garments are produced annually, enough to provide 20 new garments to every person on the planet every year. And I've got Courtney Sanders, founder of Well Made Clothes, in the studio because she's here to help us from this fashionable nightmare. So thanks for coming into the 95BFM studio. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Now, so Well Made Clothes is a marketplace, a bit like Trade Me, which consumers can purchase clothing made exclusively by ethical fashion labels. So you started Well Made Clothes after you won an Innovation in Journalism grant, which isn't the same thing as online fashion place. How did this journalism grant convert into an online marketplace for ethical clothing?
Yeah, it was a bit of a roundabout way to start an e-commerce marketplace, but I was working in women's interest content in Sydney at the time, and I was increasingly covering the problems with the fashion industry supply chain, particularly as they related to women, like the treatment of female garment workers, etc. Through that, I met my co-founder, Kelly Elkin, who was an ethical supply chain expert, and we decided that we wanted to create a platform that discussed these issues because they weren't getting discussed by mainstream fashion media, because arguably mainstream fashion media is the mercy of fast fashion advertisers, and so they don't talk about it very much. And we also wanted to provide a place for people to be able to shop brands if they were interested in what we were talking about. So the initial idea was quite content focused, and when we applied for that grant, it was very content focused, and then we won. And now the platform is two-pronged. So we have three editors who write daily content about the problems in the fashion industry supply chain, but the site is monetized through selling clothes at a commission. Yeah.
Ah, so you're not restricted.
No, we just wanted to do both. The fashion industry is huge and often overlooked from a kind of intellectual perspective. I think people think it's frivolous and a bit silly, and I think the mainstream fashion media quite likes to play on that in order to not cover these issues. And so we really wanted a place where if people wanted to know about what was happening, they could know about what was happening, basically make customers informed so they could make their own decisions about what they wanted to buy.
Information's power.
That's it.
And for an ethical label, ethical fashion label, to be stocked on the site, it must meet the requirements of one of the following values. It's got to be local, handcrafted, transparent, gender equality, fair, vegan, minimal waste, or sustainable. So how do you go about judging a company to see if they meet with one of these ethical values?
Yeah, so Kelly Elkin, who is my co-founder, and Carly Ballard, who together they ran an industry advisory body called Clean Cut in Australia, which advised quite big fashion companies on how they could clean up their supply chains, basically. They constructed our value system. So for a label to be stocked on the site, it first has to meet our basic code of conduct, which is based on the Ethical Trading Initiative, which outlines basic human rights and basic environmental standards that they have to reach. And then on top of that, they have to meet really specific standards around at least one of our eight values. And those standards differ depending on what the value is, but they have to provide us a ton of information, and then Kelly and Carly vet their supply chain and decide whether they have the credentials to be on the site. Sometimes it's very straightforward and sometimes it's more nuanced. The big values, like for the environment, it's probably sustainable, and for human labour, it's fair. for a label to have our sustainable value, it has to have an accreditation from a independent international advisory body, whether that's got certified organic textiles, for example, which is sort of the world leading standard for certified organic textiles. Fair, they have to have an internationally like fair accreditation. So sometimes it's quite specific and sometimes it's more nuanced. But yeah,
so can you strict. Actually see like on the website which one they've got as well?
Yep. So every designer page shows which values they meet and every product shows which values it meets.
See, I went on the website and had a look around, but it's mostly girls' clothes, I think.
It's all girls' clothes.
I know. Anyway,
We're working on it.
It's not surprising since like everything I'm basically wearing is either like secondhand or I've just had it for about 5 years and I'm not getting rid of it because that's just what we do.
That's great though. Waste is the biggest problem in the industry. Don't throw it away.
Yeah. And then a found generation can be defined by anything. I'd say it's kind of a mixture of this distraction, extremely busy, just cell phones, etc., whatnot. You've always got to look at something, and if you're not, you've got to do something. Netflix and chill, aka. So, which makes well-made clothes such a wonderful idea, because you don't have to think. You just go on the website, and you know you're not doing something as bad as you might otherwise. Was that kind of the thought you had going into it?
Yeah, well, the fashion industry supply chain from seed to the retail floor is so complex that it's really difficult to get on top of it. Even as an industry like expert, it's very difficult to understand the full supply chain. So we kind of wanted to break the supply chain down into bite-sized pieces and then show that consumers can kind of like pick a battle in the supply chain, that they don't have to be perfect, because it's almost impossible for either brands or consumers to be absolutely perfect. So sort of take a bite-sized chunk of this like huge problem and just be a little bit better, and that's great.
Mm-hmm. Could you also like just open up maybe a supermarket and maybe like the news in general and just kind of, you know, make it ethical for everyone,
then wouldn't we can just like great?
And then we can just not think and just shop on your websites.
I know. One day.
And lastly, just for all the fashionistas out there, have you got any dope, sustainable / favorite brands out there that we should know about?
There's so many.
Which one, especially when you're, you know, got them on your website, which one do you choose?
Yeah, so I think there's a few that I choose. We were talking about Patagonia before.
Mm-hmm.
If I want something that's like hardy and is going to last a lifetime, I choose Patagonia for like if it's like a rain jacket or something, because they're like built to last and built for purpose with like a whole lot of ethical considerations in tow. Feel like there's a New Zealand brand, Koto, which is like leading the charge globally in terms of ethical manufacturing. They're both fair and sustainably certified. So they produce everything from certified organic cotton and fair trade premises in India. And they're amazing. And they are just going from strength to strength, and their product's awesome. And then there are like local labels that I love that are producing just incredibly high quality product that you want to keep for decades, which is super important when it comes to this industry, because waste is one of the biggest problems. So I have two favorite Auckland brands, Penny Sage, who is showing it Fashion Week, and also Ovna Ovich. I think they both just do really beautiful product. And yeah, if I'm going to buy something special, I'll definitely buy it from them.
That was The Green Desk on 95BFM. Tihe Māori Ora.
Ko te wai, tēnei marunga BFM. You are tuned into The Wire on 95BFM. That was Jack Marshall speaking to Courtney Sanders about fast fashion. And Justin just raised with me the point that the new H&M store is opening in Britomart later this week.
Yeah.
So probably good to be mindful of that interview and the foes of fast fashion as we go through this week. So we'll be right back after this song. This is Crack Rock by Frank Ocean.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.